Christmas service. Now, we've had a wee change because, unfortunately, Alexander has got tonsillitis, so he's not very well. So Fraser has stepped in, and I'm doing bits that Alexander normally should have done. So hopefully, everything will go swimmingly. So we'll first of all, we'll start with our first hymn. It was On a Starry Night.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, this Christmas time we give you thanks because you came to be a light so that we no longer have to live in darkness. You were born into poverty so that we can share in the riches of heaven. You came to live amongst us so you understand our weaknesses. You came as our teacher and revealed God to us as our Father. You came as a servant and gave us an example of how we should live. You came as a sacrifice so that we can be freed from the slavery of sin. You came to be our Saviour, so that we can receive the gifts of eternal life. You have promised to come again in glory and to reconcile all things. Thank you, Lord. And now we will say God's words.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Oh,
shopping for Christmas. It was getting near to Christmas and some shopping must be done. There were cards to buy and presents too, a work I could not shun. So out I went with a purse well filled, hoping my needs may be met, with a bag in my arm and a list in my hand, in case were things I'd forget. I bought my cards, some presents too, and then I paused to hear the chatter of two little boys that I was standing near. They were looking in a window full of toys and eager quest. I wondered, were they choosing the toys they liked the best? One turning to the other said, I'd like that manger scene. I wish that we could have it, that's like it must have been, with Mary and her baby, and the sheep and cattle stall, and all within, and Joseph there, the bright star bright over all. I looked at the model they spoke of, it was just a cardboard one. My eyes saw other toys highly priced that might have attracted some. And as I pondered in wonder, the two turned their pockets out. We've enough, they cried, and in they went, and joyfully came out. Did they find some special pleasure as they cut each piece with care? Joseph and Mary and the babe and the shepherds who came to stare. And when they had nearly finished and they fixed the star above, did they realise that God had sent to earth his own best gift of love? I wonder will they remember, as year succeeds to year, the time they shared the manger scene, it was to them most dear. Did they take Jesus into their home as they took the manger scene? And was Christmas a lovelier time for them than it ever had been? For if at Christmas, amid the fun, there is time and a place for him who came as a child to know life's worth and evil to condemn. If, first of all, we welcome him in as a baby, then saviour and king, we give back to him a love that is true that he came down to earth to bring. We will now sing Away in a Manger.
Bells at Christmas. The bells are ringing for Christmas, and what do they seem to say? Come, people, gladly, and bring your song, for this is a wonderful day. Sing for joy as you greet each friend, and spread the good news to all. For this is the birthday of Christ our King, the most wonderful day to recall. The bells are ringing for Christmas, and what do they bring to mind? That the Son of God was born as a child to a woman who was pure and kind. He came that the poorest may know his care, that the simple may find him a friend, and the hungry his bounty may gladly share, the wanderer his presence attend. The bells are ringing for Christmas, what do they say to you? That the years pass swiftly and each day must be a challenge for what they can do. Let your love be shown as you greet each friend, may all your thinking be true. Seek out the lonely and the weakest defend, this is the work you can do. We will now sing our next hymn, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
We'll now have our offering.
Thank you.
Dear God, the joy of discovery, that moment when hope and expectation were gloriously met by the illumination of one bright star. We cannot imagine what words were spoken by visitors, or if first impressions left them somewhat confused. Messiah, Saviour, a king born in the barest of palaces, yet they saw and fell down on their knees in adoration. Lord, they saw you and knew whom they had met. As we meet around crib, candle, or Advent wreath, draw us into that stable in our imagination. In the quiet moments of prayer this Christmas, that brief oasis from the bustle of the world, bring alive to us the smell of the hay, the sound of the animals, the cry of the baby. Draw us close to our Saviour, Messiah, and King, as we bring not gold, myrrh, or frankincense, but the gift of our lives, the only offering we can bring. Amen. We are now going to have our nativity, the Christmas poem.
God has an idea. So God made potatoes and planets and puppies, giraffes and gorillas, goldfish and guppies, kangaroos, kittens, cows that go moo. But last best of all, he made me, he made you, to care for his world, to care for each other, to love and respect him like good sons and daughters.
When he was finished, God smiled and he said, this is good and it makes me feel good.
But something went wrong. We thought we knew best. We ignored what God said, made the world a big mess. So I laughed at you and you called me names just because we're all different and not all the same. We hit and we hurt and we bullied and we fought. And the great God who loved us, we simply forgot.
And it made God so sorry. That's why he said, this is bad and it makes me feel sad. This is bad and it makes me feel sad.
God's love was bigger than the mess that we made. He knew what to do, so here's what he said. I'll send them my son to show them the way to love one another and live like I say, and give them my power deep down in their hearts to fight what is bad and make a new start.
Live in this world just like I first planned, and turn what is sad into glad again, and turn what is sad into glad again.
So a woman told Mary, just minding her business, was asked to be part of the very first Christmas by an angel called Gabriel, shiny and bright, who showed up one day and gave her a fright. No need to be scared, the angel explained. I come here with good news, simple and plain.
You give birth to God's baby as all in his plan. To turn what is sad into glad again.
And those of a husband went down, counted by Caesar and Bethlehem town. No empty rooms to rent by this day. He stopped in the place where the amorous lay. The father, the son.
The things that God planned, and turn what is sad into glad again.
Some shepherds were watching their sheep down the way when an angel appeared like a firework display and shocked all their shepherds and shook up their sheep and made sure that no one would get a night's sleep. Run to Bethlehem. Go, the bright angel said. See the babe in the manger, he under his head.
He's amazing, he's special, for only he can. Turn what is sad into glad again.
Jesus surprises everyone. 30 years passed and Jesus grew older. He went to a wedding. His mum touched his shoulder. "There's a problem," she whispered. "The wine has run out. I think you can fix that. In fact, I've no doubt." So Jesus turned water to wine and it flowed. He did it to help, but also it showed.
His command and turn water sad into glad again, and turn water sad into glad again.
So Jesus healed sick people, cared for the poor, gave food to the hungry, 5,000 and more, welcomed the lonely, raised up the dead, loved what he taught, did what he said. But some didn't like him, they wanted to rid the world of the things he said and he did. Put him to death.
Looks like the end of God's plan to turn sad into glad again. Of God's plan to turn sad into glad again.
But Jesus came back from the dead. He went to his friends and here's what he said. "Tell the whole world my story. Please tell everyone that I want to forgive all the bad things I've done and give them the power to live like I do and care for their friends and their enemies too."
And that's why we have Christmas and welcome the day and sing and eat turkey and put on a play and dress up like angels and get lots of toys. It's not just because of that sweet baby boy. It's because of the man he grew up to be who can change people's lives and can change you and me.
To and turn what is sad into glad again.
Better than I thought it was going to be. Things happen when you practice. Right, well, just before we have our final hymn, it's just to remind you that the Christmas Eve service is down at Ardeer at 7 o'clock. And, of course, you're welcome to come through to join us for our tea after the service in the big hall. We have wee mince pies and chocolates that the kids digested. Right, our final hymn is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Christ came as a little baby in a stable. We pray especially for all young children who are at the mercy of the callous world, particularly those who are victims of famine, violence or disease. May the Christ of humble birth come to them. May the songs of the angels be heard in our hearts. May the child of Bethlehem bless all Christmas joy. May his voice be heard throughout the world. Amen.